K-Rock 955, the wash-up thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialists. Let's start off with a look at the Ballerine Bar. Head 16-15-111 to Queenscliff, 6-15-51. The Seagulls now top of the ladder with a 3-1 record, bouncing back from a 2-point loss to Geelong Amateur last week. And their co-coach Mitch Herbison has been good enough to join us on the line. Herbie, firstly, congratulations on the win. Did last week's loss really rankle with the boys that you got beaten after the siren and they were really ready to rip in yesterday?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kingy. I think the boys were hurting from last week a little bit, but it was good that we bounced back on the training track and then put in a good performance yesterday. Full credit to Ammo, as they played well last week and deserved the win. So, we sort of got a bit of a snapshot of how we need to play if we're going to win games of footy in the Ballerine this year.
Yep. First quarter, you lead by 8 points at quarter time. Queenscliff had plenty of the ball, kicked 1-6, but you really blew them open in that second quarter. How were you able, to kick bang on that 8 goals? What did you do well?
I think our ball movement this week was a lot cleaner and a lot sharper. We probably mucked around a little bit with it last week and, maybe tried to be too precise, whereas this week I think we're a little bit more happy just to get in there to our forwards, give them a chance one-on-one, and then put some pressure on behind that.
Mitch Phelps kicking 4 yesterday, Tim McIntyre kicking 3. We know Tim comes with a great reputation. How's he fit in? I think, did he miss against Ammo's last week?
Yeah, he did. He's missed the last 2 weeks. He just had a little bit of a niggling groin. He's had a big pre-season and we just wanted to make sure that he was fresh and feeling good. So he missed a couple of weeks, but yeah, he returned yesterday and played very well. So yep, that was great.
What role do you see him playing? Is he going to play a majority as a forward in combination with Phelps, or are you going to use him up the ground? What's the plan going forward?
Probably a little bit of a balancing act at the moment for us, just to work out what the best role for him is, and along with a few other guys. He's been playing a little bit up forward and a little bit through the midfield as well. He's super fit, so he can get up the ground and get to work up there, which is good.
Yeah, a lot of depth on the list. I'm guessing for you and Troy and your selection panel that when you meet early in the week and look at a side for the coming weeks, obviously you're constrained by points a little bit, but you must be throwing magnets in the air and going, well, what are we going to come up with this week in terms of how do we play a side that's got so much talent?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a bit of a juggling act with the points, and if you lose a points player, it probably leaves some options open for you. But if you lose a 1-pointer, it makes it hard. So we've got to keep developing the younger guys in the reserves and the under-19s and make sure that we've got depth there when we need it.
Yep. On a personal level, how are you enjoying having a co-coach that's non-playing? Obviously, you and Bobby have done Bobby Wallister for a couple of years, both playing, but having Troy Mitchell come in and, I suppose, patrolling from the sidelines, has it taken a little bit of a load off you in terms of, you can just play on a Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great having Troy on board. Game days I can, worry about more so about playing, and he sort of looks after the bench and make some moves from there. So, I'm really enjoying a little bit more freedom.
Yep. And the body, obviously, you copped a couple of hits last year. How are you feeling 5 or 4 rounds in this year?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling pretty good. Got through pre-season pretty well. So, the body's feeling pretty good at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Who else impressed you yesterday? And I suppose, I'm guessing that, there must be, with that competition for spots, guys just need to play well every week, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a bit of a team performance yesterday. We shared the goal kickers. Kyle Polly was really good down back. Zach Walter was solid again. And Otto Opperman, gave us plenty of run on the wing. So, it really was a team performance yesterday, which, was pleasing. We don't want to have to rely on, 3 or 4 guys to get us over the line. We need everyone out there contributing.
Absolutely. Herbie, well done yesterday. Congratulations on win. Good solid start to the season, 2-3-1 ahead of a clash with Port Arlington next week. Always good to catch up with you. Best of luck for the rest of 2019. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Kingy. Appreciate it.